Prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments, Cardinal Francis Arinze, recently returned from France, where he participated in events marking the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Liturgical Institute attached to the Catholic Institute of Paris. During his visit, Cardinal Arinze had ample opportunity to participate in liturgical celebrations, many of which used the ancient Latin language for prayer and worship. Cardinal Arinze says Latin has an important part to play in the liturgical life of the Church.
At the end of the colloquium, it was my joy to visit the big abbey of Tolène and stay there overnight. This monastery has given great joy to the Church for the promotion of divine worship. On Sunday, last Sunday, we sang the office of readings early morning for 1.5 hours. Psalms, readings, prayers. And then after a pause of 40 minutes, morning prayer, Lord's. And then later on, Mass with the first short midday hour, and another one at midday, and another one after lunch. You can't complain that they do not pray. It was beautiful to sing the Mass in Latin from In the Name of the Father right up to the end. The question of Latin must be well understood. It is the official language of the Roman Church and of her prayer life. The vernacular has been admitted by Vatican II under conditions, but those who think we don't sing in Latin anymore, they do not understand.